This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, the man who broke the story, the great Bob Nightingale. Bob, thank you very much for joining us on such short notice. Your reaction to the Astros hiring Dusty Baker? We know the situation that they're dealing with. Did they get the right guy for the job, in your opinion, Mr. Nightingale?
Yeah, they definitely got the right guy. I mean, he was the perfect choice. I mean, for all the things Dusty's gone through, you know, four different teams, you know, going through everything in life, he's the guy who can handle it. And they need a guy to kind of help insulate this team from all the outside noise. And it's going to be a nightmare for them on the road. So you had to get an experienced guy. And, you know, I think all along is either going to be, you know, Dusty, Brad Ausmus, Buck Showalter, one of those three. And I think Dusty's the right guy.
Look, you're kind of hitting on exactly what I talked about when the news just broke, and congratulations on that story. But I started thinking, it hit me like a ton of bricks. This is the dude that dealt with steroid questions and the home run chase questions and all the scrutiny everywhere that that Barry Bonds went. So I'm thinking no team is, maybe in baseball history, is going to be under as much scrutiny as the Houston Astros in 2020. So even though he may not be a long-term solution, he might be the right solution for a team that's going to be under the microscope.
Yeah, exactly. You know, great short-term fix. And, you know, he's 7 years old, so it's not like he's, you know, looking to manage another 5 years or anything like that. You know, be a very short-term contract. And yeah, he's been through that. He went through the, you know, the war with Bonds when Bonds broke the record, all that noise, all the scrutiny, wherever the Giants went, you know, the whole steroid era, Pittsburgh drug trial era, you know, you name it, strikes. So he was there, and he's such a tough guy and such a player's manager. You know, I think they'll just kind of ride him in his coattails and let him kind of try to deflect all the criticism and booing and taunts again the road.
Bob Nightingale joining us, the man who broke the story. Dusty Baker will be the manager of your Houston Astros in 2020. He is A.J. Hinch's replacement. As far as, you know, the age of Dusty Baker, I think that's something that you mentioned, not necessarily going to be a long-term deal, but how hungry do you think Dusty Baker is for, you know, his first World Series ring as a manager? So while he has that experience, I imagine that inheriting the talent that he has, he's also got to have that hunger as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he wanted to keep managing the Nationals. He got them going, you know, and never should have got let go after winning back-to-back division titles. You know, led the Reds. Reds haven't been the same since he left. So just an unbelievable track record. But you're very, very hungry. Like you said, he's never won a World Series. It is about 130-some games short of 2,000. He gets the 2,000 wins, you know, and particularly if he gets a World Series, it's his ticket to Cooperstown.
Yeah.
He'll be the first, you know, black manager in Hall of Fame history. And that's very, very important to him.
What about analytics and the modern game? I know he's not, you know, he's not an old fuddy-duddy, but how committed is he to the old Astros way of doing things?
Well, he was always in analytics, as he said. You know, even back in the day with San Francisco, he was always, you know, drawing lines on the score sheets and stuff like that. You know, come up with numbers. He says, you know, back in the day, we called it math. We didn't call it analytics. But yeah, he's very receptive to what they believe is, you know, should be a you know, the best lineup to put out there, that sort of thing. But what draws Dusty to the players is he understands that player mentality. He knows, you know, exactly who to play, how they're feeling, when to give them a day off. So the Astro players will love this guy, you know, just as they loved A.J. Hinch.
Talking to Bob Nightingale, who broke the news that Dusty Baker is going to be the manager of the Astros. Obviously, the Astros are under a lot of scrutiny around baseball. Dusty Baker, I don't know that there's too many more managers that are more respected around baseball than Dusty Baker. Does that kind of help the Astros a little bit? Obviously, they got whatever's coming to them, they got coming, as you mentioned, on the road. But does it help to have a guy who's as respected as Dusty Baker?
Oh, it does. It's like even like the fans and media, like, okay, I want to challenge the Astros. Well, Dusty's in charge. Let me go a little easier because we love Dusty Baker. And I think it's perfect, too, to have an outside guy. I mean, he wasn't involved at all with the cheating scandal, never been involved in anything like that in his life. So I think it's a, perfect just to have a new voice. You know, they had to have someone new that wasn't involved with anything. You know, that's why Joe Espada, they did a good job for him. But you couldn't have a guy that was part of that 18 cheating scandal as well. He was right there.
I can't let you go without talking about this scandal that's going to be hovering over the Astros and that Dusty is going to have to handle. A lot of sentiment out there. Clayton Kershaw was the latest. A little upset, a little bothered by the Astros not showing really any apologetic ways for this. Is that going to be something that they change, as you know, or how is the baseball world going to respond to that?
Well, they're going to have to come up with some type of group apology. Maybe just say, we're not talking about it anymore, which would be the smart thing to do. But I think maybe as a group, on that 17th of February, get together and just kind of face the music and have a press conference. I thought Dallas Keuchel handled himself very well. It's just that Dallas Keuchel should have been the first guy to apologize, since he's been away. So I think if they do something similar to what Keuchel did, apologize, move on. And hey, let's face it. I mean, the Astros aren't the only team that was doing something like that. They're not that much smarter than everybody in baseball. So we'll see what happens with these other organizations. But I think they do have to apologize just to get the players off their back.
Bob Nightingale, the man who broke the news that Dusty Baker will be the manager for your Houston Astros. I want to get you out of here on this. You know Dusty Baker's the manager. You know the talent that the Astros have. The season less than 2 months away. What do you think are realistic expectations for this Astros ball club in 2020 post-scandal?
I know it's so hard to tell. I saw where Las Vegas doesn't even have on the betting line now because there's so much uncertainty. I think they'll be good. I think I think it's going to be tough with the Oakland A's. I think they'll go either way. I still think they'll win over 90 games. They'll see at the top of the A's. It's just a question of how tough they are mentally to handle all the booing on the road and the taunts. And the only way to shut up everybody in baseball is by winning again. That will prove to people, hey, we didn't have to cheat to win. We're that talented. So I think that's the only way to do it, and I think Dusty Baker will stress that.
All right, Mr. Nightingale, thank you very much for joining us. Bob Nightingale, the man who broke the news, Dusty Baker will be the manager of the Houston Astros. Thanks for hopping on in such short notice. Thank you very much, sir.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.